Breaking news as we come on the air tonight. President Trump taking questions from reporters for the first time since Election Day. Late today, the president exploding with baseless claims about the election. For the first time, responding to questions when asked if he will concede. What he said when asked if he will leave the White House if President-elect Biden is inaugurated. Thanksgiving in America in the heart of the coronavirus pandemic. The CDC projecting up to 321,000 COVID deaths by December 19th. Alarming new numbers coming in as millions of Americans spend the holiday together. Many families taking precautions as they gather for Thanksgiving. More than 6 million people traveling over the holiday in spite of CDC warnings. Airports now prepare for the busiest travel day still to come. Hospitalizations at record highs as hospitals brace for another surge after the holiday and before Christmas. The ICU doctor's chilling video urging everyone to wear a mask and what could happen to those who don't. The major wildfire danger in the West, the utility threatening to cut power to more than 100,000 customers on Thanksgiving. Millions of Americans in need on this Thanksgiving. Thousands beginning their day waiting for hours on food lines across the country. 26 million families say they don't have enough to eat. As many as 11 million children going hungry. Black Friday takes on a very different look. The busiest shopping time of the year colliding with the pandemic. While many major stores remain closed today, huge deals already underway. Half off noise-canceling headphones. And more than 2 weeks after his passing, a touching Thanksgiving message from Alex Trebek. And America strong tonight. Communities across the country giving back. And the frontline workers tell us what they're grateful for this Thanksgiving.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and thanks so much for joining us on this Thanksgiving night. I'm Lindsay Davis, in for David. We begin tonight with President Trump spending his first and final Thanksgiving at the White House and taking questions from reporters for the first time since Election Day. The president erupting with more baseless claims about the results, President-elect Joe Biden and the Electoral College. The president also bristling over Biden already revealing his cabinet nominees. Reporters asking him about conceding, will he leave the White House, and will he attend the inauguration? ABC White House correspondent Rachel Scott leads us off.
Tonight, after speaking to troops serving overseas from the White House this Thanksgiving, the President of the United States took questions from reporters for the first time since Election Day, over 3 weeks ago. Asked point blank, will he concede after the Electoral College votes?
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede because we know there was massive fraud.
Continuing to push unfounded claims of voter fraud and refusing to publicly acknowledge he will not serve a second term.
If the Electoral College does President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that.
But his actions during his final 55 days in office signal he knows his presidency is over, announcing a pardon via tweet to General Michael Flynn, his first national security advisor who pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI. The president telling Flynn to have a great life. But the backlash from Democrats was swift. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler calling the pardon undeserved, unprincipled, and one more stain on President Trump's rapidly diminishing legacy. Part of his legacy, cementing a conservative majority on the Supreme Court for generations to come. In a late-night order, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court blocking restrictions on religious services. 5-4, the justices ruling to bar New York from reimposing capacity limits on houses of worship due to the raging pandemic, insisting they violate First Amendment rights. Justice Amy Coney Barrett playing a crucial role, the court shifting to the right since her confirmation just weeks ago. In a dissenting opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts, who previously served as the tiebreaker in key cases, siding with the liberals, writing, "It is a significant matter to override determinations made by public health officials in the midst of a deadly pandemic." Earlier this year, with the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the bench, the justices ruled again, 5-4, to uphold capacity limits imposed on churches in California and Nevada. Governor Andrew Cuomo today calling the decision irrelevant because the churches and synagogues that sued are no longer in the highest risk zone in the state, suggesting the court's move was political.
You have a different court. And I think that was the statement that the court was making.
Rachel Scott joins us now live from Washington. Rachel, while the presidential election is over, we know the balance of the Senate still remains in limbo. And the president now says he plans to head to Georgia.
Yeah, and Lindsay, which party keeps control of the Senate will hinge on those two runoffs for two Senate seats there in Georgia. The president saying tonight he does plan to campaign in the state the first weekend of December. And just to be clear here, Lindsay, there is no evidence to back up any of the president's claims of widespread voter fraud. Joe Biden has a decisive win in the Electoral College. President Trump lost this election by more than 6 million votes. And tonight he would not commit to attending the inauguration. Lindsay?
Rachel Scott, thanks so much. And now to America, celebrating a most untraditional Thanksgiving, the holiday much smaller and somber for many, colliding with the coronavirus pandemic amid an alarming rise in numbers nationwide. A sobering day for many families, reflecting on more than 263,000 American lives lost, roughly 2,000 deaths per day. In spite of the warnings, more than 6 million people still traveling this holiday. The CDC is now increasing its forecast to 321,000 deaths by December 19th, a record high number of hospitalizations on this holiday. Nearly 90,000 patients separated from their families. Hospital workers are urging everyone to wear masks and maintain social distancing. Here's ABC's Victor Kendo.
Tonight, Americans doing their best to celebrate Thanksgiving under the shadow of the pandemic. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade downsized from 2 miles to one block. The normally packed streets of Manhattan eerily empty. Families encouraged to have smaller gatherings with their immediate household as cases exceed 170,000 per day. But people are still ignoring guidelines. The parking lot in this bar in Cincinnati packed last night.
People don't understand. COVID is serious.
Kate Thompson is an ICU nurse in Ohio, spending her holiday in the hospital, hooked up to machines to help her breathe.
I just feel it's important for people to realize that it's more than what a lot of people are making it out to be.
6 million people flew over the 6 days leading up to Thanksgiving, despite CDC warnings. Most of those 6 million will return home over the next 3 days, making airports more congested. Fears that increased travel will lead to another surge. Hospitalizations on the rise in 47 states, breaking daily records for more than 2 weeks. Nearly 90,000 patients on Wednesday, pushing the healthcare system to the brink.
I think this guy has to come down to the ICU.
This is inside Mercy, Oklahoma Hospital. Doctors here saying they used to have one death a week, now as many as four per day.
It's an overwhelming experience. It's an overwhelming problem. It's an overwhelming disease.
This Missouri doctor giving a dire demonstration of what it's like to fall victim to COVID.
I hope that the last moments of your life don't look like this. Because this is what you'll see at the end of your life if we don't start wearing masks when we're out in public.
Deaths from the virus now topping 2,000 for 2 days in a row. Michelle Reimer's father, Jim, raised her as a single dad. He checked into the hospital with COVID pneumonia. He died 2 days later. His absence especially painful today.
I will now never have another Thanksgiving. I will never have another Christmas. I will truthfully never have another memory made with the most important person in my life because of this virus.
Quinn Britt spent more than 4 months in a San Antonio hospital battling COVID. He was put on a ventilator and spent several weeks in a coma. His wife's greatest fear?
He would die and we wouldn't be there with him.
This is Quinn arriving home yesterday.
I'm about to walk in my house.
Getting to spend the holiday with his loved ones.
It's going to be the best Thanksgiving ever. There's no doubt.
Happy ending there. Victor Kendo joins us now live from Miami. And Victor, so heartwarming to see Quinn home for Thanksgiving with his family after more than 4 months in the hospital. But now the CDC is out with a new projection that's rather troubling. Tell us about that.
Lindsay, that new projection is that by December 19th, there could be up to 321,000 American lives lost to the coronavirus. It's the scenes of those packed airports, so many people ignoring the warnings that has many concerned that over the next few weeks and months, the numbers could be staggering. Lindsay?
Victor, thanks so much. And now to the wildfire threat in California tonight. The utility company warning it could cut power to more than 100,000 customers on Thanksgiving. The company is worried that power lines could spark massive fires. Here's ABC's Kaylee Hartung.
Tonight, this unprecedented wildfire season now threatening to leave thousands in the dark for Thanksgiving dinner. Southern California bracing for strong winds, increasing the risk of extreme fire danger. More than 100,000 on notice as utility company SoCal Edison considers public safety power shutoffs in hopes of preventing its electric system from sparking fires as the winds pick up.
When they say they're going to turn the power off, that's fine with me. I'd rather have a home to come back to.
From the mountains to the high desert, the concern, winds gusting as high as 65 miles per hour. Authorities putting additional firefighters on duty for the holiday. This in an historic year that's already seen more than 9,100 fires burn over 4 million acres in California.
In 2020, I think people have been asked to do so much, the challenges and sacrifices, and here we are asking people to do one other thing.
Kaylee Hartung joins us now live in Los Angeles, where they have issued a high wind warning tonight. And Kaylee, how are first responders preparing for tonight's fire threat?
Well, Lindsay, departments have fire engines and strike teams at the ready just like this. Those winds are expected to pick up this evening and overnight, so crews are in place for a quick response this holiday. Lindsay.
Kaylee, thanks so much. And now to the images across the country tonight of American families in need. Estimates show more than 50 million Americans could go hungry this year. Thousands of families spending hours on food lines today, many losing their jobs in the struggling economy. Their stimulus benefits set to expire within weeks. Here's ABC's Elwin Lopez.
We appreciate you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Tonight, a record number of families looking for help this Thanksgiving to avoid going hungry. In Atlanta, many waiting for hours, even on Thanksgiving.
Normally, these people would be lined up at the buffet line, but this year, due to COVID-19, they're lining up in cars, dozens of them waiting to get a bag of food ahead of the holidays.
Clear away.
At this nonprofit, Hosea helps, the need's skyrocketing 300% amid the crippling pandemic. Dominic Minifield telling us this is his first time in line.
It's been very hard. It's been for me and my family. It's been tough.
From coast to coast, lines like these stretch as the need continues to grow. In Houston, the Superfeast event serving some 20,000 families.
I have nothing at home. Seriously, nothing.
So this is a huge help today.
It sure is.
Feeding America projecting more than 50 million people will face food insecurity this year. 15 million more than last year. Several food banks tell us donations are down this year. With so many unemployed, people have less to give. This as hundreds of thousands apply for unemployment. And with Congress home for the holiday this week, CARES Act benefits are set to run out at the end of the year. Still, volunteers around the country, like here in Atlanta, are determined to give their neighbors a happy Thanksgiving.
The reward is greater for me than the risk. So I'm just glad to have the opportunity to come out and to be a part of something that is really needed.
Nonprofits across the nation say the surge that they are seeing will go far beyond the Thanksgiving holiday. Food trucks like this one are already loaded up and ready to go to several communities in the area, not only tomorrow, but the day after that and throughout the new year. This, as families on the line today told us that they are grateful not only for the meals, but also for the volunteers. Lindsay.
Elwin, thanks so much. President-elect Joe Biden and future First Lady Dr. Jill Biden delivering a Thanksgiving message today firmly focused on slowing the coronavirus. The Bidens, like so many other families, canceled their traditional big family celebration.
It's a personal sacrifice that each of our families can make and should make to save somebody else's life. But it's also a shared sacrifice for the whole country.
The couple also tweeting out a photo of them talking to frontline workers today, thanking them for their courage and selflessness. Still much more ahead on World News tonight, this Thursday morning, Maradona. Thousands lining the streets of Buenos Aires as a soccer star is lying in state. The clashes as mourners tried to push their way inside. And those Black Friday deals already in place as more Americans plan to shop online this year. Some of the popular items you can save on that could make staying in a bit easier.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Back now with Black Friday, taking a new look this year with many stores closed and restrictions in place. More people are expected to shop online than in person for the first time ever on Black Friday. ABC's Deirdre Bolton with some of the major deals already in place.
Tonight, on the eve of the holiday shopping season, timing is everything.
Black Friday shopping like a month in advance now.
More than 40% of shoppers saying they started making their holiday purchases earlier than usual this year.
I'm done Christmas shopping. I did it all online with pickup like this. It's tremendous.
The pandemic making online shopping extra popular, and 60 major retailers are offering curbside pickup. Online and other non-store sales are forecast to increase between 20% and 30% and could top $218 billion. For those who don't want to lose the in-person shopping experience, many retailers are instituting extra safety measures and encouraging social distancing. The CDC has added shopping in crowded stores just before, on, or after Thanksgiving to its list of higher risk activities to avoid. No matter where or how you're shopping, Black Friday sales are already live. You can find half-off Beats wireless noise-canceling headphones. And for those looking to build a home gym, Peloton is taking $350 off its original indoor exercise bike. Discounts on apparel and accessories averaging more than 50% off at JCPenney, Macy's, and Kohl's.
Research firm CoreSite forecasts that Americans will spend $160 billion on gifts this year, up 5% from last year. As people put savings from skipped outings and travel and commuting into celebrating. Lindsay?
Deirdre, thank you. To the index now, and the latest on the death of international soccer star Diego Maradona. His casket now lying in state inside the presidential palace in Buenos Aires as the country begins 3 days of national mourning. Tens of thousands of people lined up to pay their respects, with some mourners clashing with police as they tried to push their way inside. And the inspiring message from the late Alex Trebek as we mark a Thanksgiving like no other.
There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing. Keep the faith. We're going to get through all of this, and we will be a better society because of it.
Jeopardy sharing the pre-recorded clip from tonight's episode on Twitter, saying that the message is one of the things they're thankful for this year. Finally tonight, America Strong, gratitude taking on new meaning this year. The healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic, and our thanks to them.
Tonight, the frontline workers in hospitals across America battling the pandemic this Thanksgiving and telling us they're thankful. At Bronx Care Hospital, Dr. Joseph Sung says he's thankful for family health and safety while working during the pandemic. Dr. Panajota Karain is thankful for family, friends, and the opportunity to live my dream working as a doctor. And at the Virginia Commonwealth University, the medical team there with this message tonight.
I'm very thankful for my amazing residents, fellows, putting themselves on the line to take care of patients here on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving.
With the need for food so great this Thanksgiving, Mark Bucher and his staff at Medium Rare Steakhouse in Washington, D.C. are cooking for more than 3,000 seniors separated from their families this year, delivering hot Thanksgiving meals to their doorsteps. And in Mooresville, North Carolina, 9-year-old Reese Grandelli wrote a letter to friends and family asking them to donate so she could help her local food bank, Feed NC. So many answering the call, Reese raised more than $2,000, enough to buy 176 turkeys, 35 hams, 48 boxes of stuffing, and 48 boxes of cranberry sauce, her favorite. Reese's message on this Thanksgiving:
be thankful for what you have, and always treat others how you want to be treated.
A message echoed tonight by the frontline workers across this country and the team at the Children's Hospital Heart Center in Boston.
We are so thankful to spend the day with our amazing patients and their families here at the Heart Center at Boston Children's Hospital.
Happy Thanksgiving!
And we are so grateful tonight to all the frontline workers and to you for watching. I'm Lindsay Davis from David and all of us tonight. Happy Thanksgiving.